This wooden sculpture is from Mali and attributed to the Dogon. It is believed to represent a protective ancestor of the community. The art of the Dogon attracted the attention of European museums and collectors in the 1930s, after the research of the French anthropologist Marcel Griol and his disciples revealed their centuries-old culture. The complex religion's worldview, its highly sophisticated mythology, and the complex societal organization of the Dogon caused a sensation in Europe. To this day, no West African people has been the subject of as many books and as much research as the Dogon.
The male figure with its raised arms, each of which bears two bracelets, displays an unusual haircut, delicate tattoo patterns on its eyes and lips, a pronounced chest, and an even more pronounced navel. Around its neck is a carved representation of a leather pouch containing verses from the Quran. But why? In the 15th and 16th centuries, the Dogon sought refuge on a high and inaccessible plateau to escape enslavement and forcible Islamization. In the long run, however, they were unable to escape the Islamic influence, as the Islamic amulet around the figure's neck attests.
A carbon-14 analysis revealed that the figure was created somewhere between 1443 and 1635 AD, making it extremely old for an example of African sculpture. This is attributable to its creator's use of very hard, insect-resistant wood, as well as its undisturbed storage in one of the dry caves of the Dogon Plateau or Bandiagara Escarpment. It is one of the most ancient surviving wooden artifacts from Mali, making it a highlight of the Rautenstrauch-Jost collection.